Hey friends, welcome. Our favorite New Zealander and now American is back with us, Trevor Loudon, and we're going to talk about China's long game to invade America. Was their agenda all along? How deep is it? How much awareness do we have in America? We'll talk about that next.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey friends, family in Christ, welcome. Trevor Loudon has been with us before many times. He's an author, filmmaker, public speaker, originally from Christchurch, New Zealand, and now for more than 30 years, he's researched the radical left and exposed a lot of them, Marxist movements, terrorist movements, and their covert influence on America and on mainstream politics. His website, trevorloudon.com. Brother, good to see you again. Thanks for your time.
Well, always a pleasure, David. Thanks for having me on.
You're most welcome. So we're all ready to talk about China, and we will. And then I caught you on Curtis Bauer's Agenda Weekly, and you've got another book out. So let's go to Australia briefly and tell us about this guy, Comrade Prime Minister. Tell us about your new book.
Yeah, well, it's right here. It's called Comrade Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's 40-year alliance with Australian communism. He just got re-elected in the weekend. Anthony Albanese is going to do massive damage to Australia. He is a hardcore communist. He's been a communist since his student days in the 1980s and is still a communist today, has Marxists in his cabinet, very, very left-wing. But the reason that's important to America is Trump is going to be confronting China in the Pacific. Australia is key to the Southwest Pacific. You know, has American military bases there, intelligence bases, etc. And now it's run by a hardcore Marxist who loves China a lot more than he loves America. This is not very good. This is going to have a lot of implications for New Zealand and Taiwan and Indonesia, the Philippines, and the United States. So it's New Zealand, Americans should understand you now have a Marxist second term going hard in Australia. It's not a good situation.
So you say this guy was recently reelected. Americans probably, most Americans probably are not familiar with him. But in Australia, does that mean the people knew who they were voting for and what he's all about?
No, absolutely not. Like most people didn't know what Barack Obama was about or what Kamala Harris was all about or what Carney is about in Canada. You know, these people are all Marxists to some degree or another. Mm-hmm. The media covers for them, doesn't expose them. So Australia had a whole term of Albanese. Things are looking pretty bad there. The economy's pretty bad. But they still re-elected him, and now he's going to go hardcore because they usually go hardcore in their second term. The first term is getting all the people in place, all the people at heads of government departments and all their allies in place. In the second term, they go hard. And he's about to flood Australia with millions more immigrants who are then going to vote for his party forever. And Australia may never have another meaningful election. 30% of Australians are foreign-born, you know, because of the hardcore left immigration policies of Albanese and his ilk. We think we've got it rough in America. Australia's got it worse. 30%. And the Chinese Australians from communist China did a massive 30% surge in favor of Albanese's Labour Party because the Chinese Communist Party told them to.
Wow.
You know, 30%. So this is what they're doing in Canada. This is what they're doing in the United States, and this is what they've just done in Australia. The Chinese used their Chinese communities in the foreign countries, the Chinese students, etc., strategically placed in certain electorates to tilt elections in their favor. They've done it in
Wow.
Canada. They did it with Kamala Harris, and they failed, thankfully, with Trump. But you know, Trump beat Harris, but they've just done it in Australia as well. And this is a very serious situation. We don't understand how deep the Chinese influence our elections. They have been interfering in our elections for 40 years now.
So on your website, trevorlowden.com, people can order under the store, Comrade Prime Minister. There it is, the first one at the top. Will it also be on Amazon, Trevor?
Yeah, it is. And if you're in Australia or Canada or something, you'll need to get it through Amazon. You can buy it if you're in America. You can buy it through my website, get a signed copy. But anywhere else, you've got to go through Amazon. And I'm actually selling more in Australia right now than I was before the election. People are freaking out over there.
Interesting. Well, so let's just briefly mention your past books. You did a whole expose on senators and congressmen in America. Let's talk about home right here. Security risks, senators. You went through, do a couple of those. Also, you did House Un-Americans. And of course, I've got this one in my hand I got several years ago, White House Reds. Before we get to stealth, Trevor, which we talked about the last time you were on the podcast, you just explained what's happening in Australia and what is going on in Canada, and some of which is going on in America, maybe just not as much the numbers as far as the Chinese. But as far as Trump being elected, I think we had you on the podcast right before the election last November. Would you care to speak to that and just the work that he's got ahead of him, knowing some of these issues?
Well, Trump is getting a lot of trouble from the judge. Look, I'm super glad that Trump was elected. Don't get me wrong. And domestically, I support almost all of his policies, closing the border, getting rid of the Department of Education. All of that's fantastic. Opening up again, energy for drilling, bringing industry back to America. I can't argue with any of that. That's great. But what I think he failed to, and I really understand this. You know, the judges, the Marxist judges, and these are Marxist judges who are holding him up. Now, what was Trump's plan for this? He knew this was going to happen. Was he, you know, I believe he should just defy these lower court judges. They're never meant to be dictating policy to America. They're meant to look after their own jurisdictions. He's got to get on top of that. But he's also got to deal with the massive penetration of China in our industry, in our Congress, in our Senate, and Wall Street, but particularly in the local electorates. The Chinese are running organizations in almost every district across the United States. They're running mass voter registration organizations, and their goal, their explicitly stated goal, is to turn the US Congress into a subsidiary of the Chinese Parliament, a subsidiary. And that's what I talked about a lot in my book, Stealth, on Kamala Harris. It wasn't just about, yes, it was about Kamala and Tim Walz. It was about the Chinese-backed machine that has been working in our politics since Jesse Jackson ran for president in the 1980s, that has infiltrated the Democratic Party to the highest levels and is running voter registration scams, voter registration groups all over the country, particularly in the key swing states.
So you mentioned, and we talked about this last time you were on with that book, Stealth. You not only talked about Kamala Harris, but Tim Walz, over in Minnesota. And there, it was very purposeful that they selected Kamala Harris, one of the least popular candidates that didn't even, I think, in the Democrat primary, I think she bowed out at number 17. And then they select Tim Walz. I mean, hardly anybody knew, unless you're in Minnesota, anything about how his radical background, and you mentioned his communist roots as well. Can you speak to that just a little bit? Because we know California, Kamala Harris, most people are not surprised. But they just don't know
Yeah,
how deep it goes.
that's right. Look, The Chinese infiltrated California through San Francisco's Chinatown. They got into Sacramento, Los Angeles. They basically run California when the Democrats are in power. But there's also a big Chinese presence in Minnesota and a very old Communist Party presence in Minnesota, which has really, really taken that state to the left. There's a big, a big Chinese community which works for the CCP. And Tim Walz was guided and directed and supported and has supported that community. He comes from the Minnesota franchise of the same communist movement that of the same of the California Chinese communist movement that Kamala Harris came out of. See, like Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania as Kamala Harris's VP would have made a lot more sense because he represented Pennsylvania. He was regarded as somewhat of a moderate. Pennsylvania was a super a key swing state, but they went for this no-name Tim Walz. Why? Because they were both from the same Chinese communist franchise, which shows you that loyalty to China was far more important than even electability. You know, that was why Kamala Harris? She didn't even make it to Iowa when she ran for president. She was hopeless, but she was the Chinese Black Lives Matter candidate. Why Tim Walz? No name on the national stage. No great achievements in Minnesota, a bad reputation in Minnesota, but he's from the same franchise. That is the power of Chinese politics, the Chinese Communist Party in America. They can choose the leadership of the Democratic Party as they did with Barack Obama and with Joe Biden.
So, Trevor Loudon, give our viewers and listeners a little, I want to say, word of warning or caution not to let up during this time when President Trump and his administration are working, because the election may have been a red wave. Maybe Trump won all the swing states. But based on what you just shared, it is concerning that it was even as close as it was last November. And they're not going to give up. They're working right now. Go ahead and share.
Well, look, okay. Trump has got a majority of three in the House. Three. It should have been about six. Well, if there was no cheating, it should have been probably 40, but it should have been about six because the Chinese communists working through a group called Seed the Vote, which works from the Chinese con was directed from the Chinese consulate in San Francisco, went out in California after the elections and cured ballots in three key states that were right on the knife edge. They specifically put on Facebook, come and cure ballots so that Trump doesn't get a big majority in the House. They flipped three seats in California, four seats in California after the election from Republican to Democrat. And securing ballots means if somebody puts in a ballot with mistakes on it, you can go back to them and get them to correct it and resubmit that vote. But they were specifically saying, we've got to cure ballots for the Democrats. This is supposed to be nonpartisan. So they would go to the people they knew to be Democrats or in heavily Democrat areas, cure their ballots, and that is how they flipped four seats after the election, a Chinese operation right under our noses. And Trump couldn't make Elise Stefanik, the American ambassador to the United Nations, because he couldn't afford to take her out of a congressional seat in New York and put her there because we might have lost it and he would have been down to two majority. So, look. The Democrats and the communists and the Chinese are going ha just full on to try and take back the House in 2026. If they can take back the House, immediately they start impeaching Trump. Immediately the whole agenda grinds to a halt, and they will probably elect a Democrat in 2028. So, look, after 2016, a lot of our side went to sleep. We said, Hallelujah, Trump's in the White House. It's all over now. Great. And then we got our noses as we deserved, and noses rubbed in the carpet like a little puppy who soiled the carpet in 2020. We saw the power of the deep state. We saw the power of the Chinese influence operations, the Chinese voter registration groups in America. We saw them steal the election right in front of our noses. And we deserved that because we went to sleep. Well, we cannot do it this time. You know, that bullet that whizzed past Trump's ear in Pennsylvania, that told me that God does not want this country lost. But
Yes.
a very brave man, Cory Imperato, died that day protecting his family, huddling over them on the ground. The message for me that day is God does not want this country lost, but we must be willing to sacrifice. We must be willing to work, get involved in local politics, get so we don't not only don't lose the House in 2022, 2026, we gain seats, and
Yes.
Trump's can go forward unimpeded and set it up again for 2028 and whoever succeeds him. We've got a massive chance here to turn this country around for our kids and our grandchildren. If we blow it again, shame on us, and we deserve to be hated by our own kids because that's what we'll deserve.
Sobering words, but very important to take heed, friends. And you can check out Trevor's books. Please check those out. And also share this podcast. A lot of people are coasting and getting ready for summer vacation plans and entertainment and everything else. Well, there's a lot to be done. And midterms are next year. Midterms are coming up next year. And we've got to take a brief pause. We're with Trevor Loudon. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Introducing Patriot Mobile, the wireless carrier that stands with you. We are committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream.
Get free activation now with promo code David. Okay, so Trevor, I talked about China at the very beginning. We've been in and out of just discussing their impact on Australia, on Canada, on North America, and in the United States. You said something on Curtis Bauer's Agenda Weekly podcast recently that was very sobering, maybe eye-opening to me, who I consider myself somewhat informed and engaged. You talked about the number of Chinese, first of all, Americans, immigrants, and then the radicals, those who are here, what did you say, 100,000? Clarify some of those numbers and why we should kind of keep an eye out for this.
Well, what we've got is a situation, we've got at least a couple of million Chinese immigrants in this country. And look, you don't get to immigrate from China without the blessing of the CCP. They've got to have they've got to have an eye on your family members back in China, or they've got to have some hold on you. Look, several military people have recently been arrested for spying for China. All of them were Chinese Americans, every single one of them. Okay, and many cases have occurred of this kind of thing. If you're living here, you're from China, you're living here. The CCP is going to try and get their hooks into you and get you to do what they want, whether it's just voting the right way or stealing secrets or informing on other Chinese, whatever it is, they're going to try and get their hooks into you. Plus, we got maybe up to 100,000 Chinese military age nationals who have infiltrated the country over the last year. When Biden had the border wide open, we think it could be up to 100,000. Many of these are believed to be Chinese special forces. Then we've got 1 million American communists and sympathizers and radicals. We've seen them all work together in the pro-Hamas protests in our colleges. They are already talking about violence on the street this year. I've seen videos of some of these American Muslims talking about, we will not be here later on this year. Many of us are going to become martyrs. Many of us are going to die. So I suspect we are going to see considerable violence breaking out in America through the summer, terrorist attacks, blowing up dams, maybe assassinating public officials, maybe another biological attack, you know, chemical war. We could see all sorts of things. The Chinese Communist Party hates President Trump, hates his agenda, and doesn't want to see him succeed. So they're going to make things very difficult. Those Chinese military-aged nationals, they didn't come here to go to Vegas. They came here waiting for the word where they're going to start blowing stuff up and shooting people and releasing toxins and whatever, you know, to create havoc. You know, shutting down airports, shutting down motorways, blowing up dams, bringing down the power grid, all of these things. So I'm calling every American, don't be fearful, because the way through this is the way back to a free America. We got to stand together. We got to work with our local sheriffs. We got to work. We got to form self-defense groups, and we got to know who our friends have medical skills and where we can get food from. Keep your supplies up. Get supplies of medicine that might last you 6 months if you need medications. Have stocks of food. Have power generators. Just be prepared for 2 or 3 months of shutdown. Are you ready for that? If you're not, you should be. Because I pray it doesn't happen.
Yes.
But these people are not here for fun. They are here to create chaos. We've got chaos breaking out now in India and Pakistan. China's involved in that. We've got chaos in the Middle East. China's involved in that. We've got chaos in the Ukraine. China's involved in that. Chaos in Africa, China's involved in that. China's also heavily involved in Mexico, which is now run by a communist president, Claudia Sheinbaum. We have a lot of things going on, right, that the Chinese are involved in. The Chinese were involved in Black Lives Matter. The Chinese were involved in the COVID response. The Chinese were heavily involved in stealing both the 2020 and 2022 elections.
Yes.
So that. Just going to give up and go away. Be ready, be prepared, don't be complacent, but most of all, be courageous. Stand up for America. Now is our time.
I agree, Trevor. And friends, this is not to instill fear or scare anybody. We trust in the Lord and in his sovereignty, but we need to prepare and be aware of what's going on so we can hopefully wake others up as well. Trevor, you mentioned Islam. A lot of people wonder. This is kind of off topic, but since 9/11, we know more Muslims have come to America. We know in certain places like Dearborn and Minnesota, you know, Dearborn, Michigan, there's all kinds of places in the country where they're pushing for Sharia law. Look at the university campuses. So I think you've talked quite a bit about a red-green axis where they're kind of working together, the Islam and the Communist Chinese Party. Am I misunderstanding that?
No, that's exactly right. And that works overseas. The Chinese are heavily involved with Hamas, for instance, as are the Russians too, by the way. But in America, we've seen all those protests, pro-Hamas protests all over our college campuses. That was Muslim Student Association, Students for Justice in Palestine, which is a Muslim organization but set up by two communists, actual real communists, CARE. The Council on American Islamic Relations is heavily involved, also set up by communists. A lot of these Muslim organizations are set up by communists, and they were working on these riots with the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, Democratic Socialist America, Communist Party USA, Party for Socialism and Liberation. All these communist groups are working with the Muslim groups, mainly over the Palestine issue, to just create chaos. And I believe we're going to see that ramping up over the summer, and that's going to be provide a framework whereby I think we will see terrorist attacks internally by both the Muslim factions and people and the Chinese communist factions. I think both will be active, and I think our security service, internal security service, is going to be stretched to the max. And American citizens are going to have to stand up. We're going to have to see something, say something. We're going to have to watch out for our neighbors. We're going to have to keep stocks of food, not just for ourselves, but, and, just be good Americans going forward. If none of this happens and I look like the biggest idiot in America, I'll be a very happy man.
If it, yeah.
I think, and a lot of my security friends, national security friends, are expecting violence to start occurring in the pretty near future.
Now, I know you're not a prophet, and I'm not asking you to predict the future, but we saw what happened in the summer of 2020 with the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation and the global movement and the Marxists and the Chinese and the radicals in that movement. We saw dozens of deaths on American streets. We saw police precincts and cars blown up. We saw some cities like Seattle, either portions of cities burned across the country, taken over. And the police were told to stand down more often than not, especially if it was a blue state. What do you see happening if we experience some of this violence you're talking about, if it comes?
They're going to target the blue states because blue state governors will do as little as they possibly can. Look, the Black Lives Matter riots of 2020 were run by two pro-Chinese communist organizations, the Freedom Road Socialist Organization and Liberation Road. Liberation Road are the people who started Black Lives Matter, and they have deep ties. Both of them have deep ties to China. So it was a Chinese operation. And China is very influential in several blue states: Oregon, Washington, Hawaii, California, Massachusetts, Illinois, New York, and Michigan, amongst them. So we're going to see, I think, Chinese instigated violence in those states. And I think the Muslims will focus more on some of the red states, like Texas, where they're very, very strong, Florida, where they're strong, probably Georgia as well.
Interesting.
Those have been, there's been a big Muslim influx into Texas. We've seen the big city scandal down there. Yeah, so I think they're going to be more in the red states, and I think the Chinese operate more in the blue states, and
Interesting.
they work together at some degree, and to some degree, I'm sure.
Trevor Loudon, when you're on, those are the days where I wish we had an hour-long podcast instead of what we're doing. But you can get more information, friends, at trevorloudon.com. We appreciate your voice and your time and research. Trevor, thank you, sir.
Oh, look, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, friends. Thanks for watching, listening, and sharing the podcast. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.